Harry, run.
Hi, Ross.
Hey, Irina, what's happening?
Avery, run.
Hi.
What's the matter?
Yeah, what's wrong? I got an F on my history test, and now I gotta write a 2,000-word essay.
Wow, that is rough. You don't even know 2,000 words.
You guys are cold.
Well, what was the test on, Rerun?
The Industrial Revolution.
Rerun, I thought you studied for that test.
I did, but I didn't expect any trick questions.
Like what?
Like, what was the Industrial Revolution?
You guys having anything?
Yeah, I have a grape soda.
Got it.
I have a tuna on rye.
Next.
Give me a meatloaf sandwich, a grilled cheese sandwich, and a hot fudge sundae. No, I make that a ham and cheese on rye with a hamburger and fries and a strawberry shake.
Oh, give me a break, Rerun. I'm using my shorthand.
Well, use the other one.
Shut up, fool. I've been practicing my shorthand because I got another job interview tomorrow as a secretary.
Oh, you're really serious about leaving here, aren't you?
Man, I sure am. Sure, I want to be a waitress for the rest of my life.
Well, how's your typing coming?
Well, I was up to 40 words per minute, and then my typewriter broke.
Hey, come over tonight and you can practice on mine.
Hey, thanks a lot, Raj. Let's see, I can probably be there around 8.
Hey, sounds good.
Oh, thanks.
Shirley, this place sure won't be the same without you.
Thanks, Dwayne.
It sure won't. They'll have room for another booth.
What happened to the old typewriter ribbon?
I used it all up. See, writers go through a lot of typewriter ribbons. Now, I'm gonna use this baby to type the great American short story, the great American novel, and the great American movie.
Well, you better use that baby to type the great American apology. Because you just got ink on Mama's great American couch.
Come in.
Hi, hi, hi. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, thanks, Raj, for letting me use your typewriter, man.
Oh, it's all right. I'm almost set up here, Shirley.
Yeah. Rerun brought something for Shirley to type.
I figure I'd do her a favor and let her type my history paper. What are friends for?
You finished it already?
Just about. I thought maybe you could add your special touch.
Okay. Just about set up here, Shirley.
Or take your time. I'll just loosen up here.
All right.
Oh, watch here. Is this it?
Oh, yeah, get your paper.
Hey, hey.
Go to it.
Okay.
Okay, Shirley. I'll dictate, you type.
Well, lay it on me.
Here goes.
Mm-hmm.
The Industrial Revolution, a 2,000-word essay by Frederick Stubbs. Mm-hmm. The Industrial Revolution started a long, 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 long time ago. On a very, 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 very cold day.
Oh, this stinks.
Hey, I gave it my best shot.
Oh, I'm talking about my typing. Look here, I've already made 3 mistakes.
Hey, only 3 mistakes? That's fantastic.
That's terrible for a secretary. Sure, I'm not going to that interview tomorrow. It's a waste of time.
Hey, look, if you want to move up in the world, nothing is a waste of time. Now, you just got to jump in there with both feet.
Yeah, put your shoulder to the wheel.
Put your nose to the grindstone.
Keep a stiff upper lip.
Look both ways before you cross the street.
Yes, Mr. Ramsey. Yes. Mr. Ramsey will see you now.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, look at this place. It looks like somebody's circus. Hey, you better watch it, clown. I'm here about the secretary job.
I see. Your name, please.
Shirley Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Experience?
Oh, you bet.
No, I mean, where was your last place of employment?
Oh, Rob's Continental Cuisine.
I never heard of it.
Oh, it's one of the end spots.
And what did you do there?
Oh, I took a lot of shorthand, you know, and I handled the cash flow, and I was known for my ability to take orders. Mm-hmm. That's O-R-D. Here, you want me to write for it? D-E-R-D. Orders.
Won't you take a seat?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Sure.
I came in response to your ad. I've prepared my application for you.
Oh. Oh, my. 90 words a minute. Shorthand, 120 words a minute. You operate a dictaphone. You run the switchboard. Well, we can certainly use those skills at the Ace Balloon Company. Now, won't you please take a seat? We'll be with you in just a minute.
Thank you, Joan. I'm very impressed with your credentials. You'll be hearing from us soon.
Thank you, Mr. Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. Just one more,
There are two more, Mr. Ramsey. Helen Lewis, Shirley Wilson.
Hello, Shirley.
I'm Shirley Wilson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay, fine. You want to just come right in here, please, Shirley?
Sure.
All right. Good luck.
Have a seat, please, Miss Wilson.
Thank you. This is a very nice office.
Mm-hmm. Rob's Continental Cuisine, eh? How's your typing in shorthand, Shirley?
Well, I'm working on my typing, and I really don't need shorthand because I have such a great memory. Go ahead, try me.
Well, this job requires typing of 80 words a minute and shorthand of at least that much.
This job requires typing of 80 words per minute and shorthand of at least that much. How'd I do?
That's very good, but do your secretarial skills meet those standards?
Well, no, but I can move file cabinets.
I'm sorry, Shirley. Would you go in, please? Shirley, if you'd like to come back once your skills have improved, I'd be glad to reconsider. You see, my problem is that I need somebody totally experienced, and I need her tomorrow. So, goodbye, and I'm sorry we can't use you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Are you applying for the secretarial position?
That's right.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting.
Oh, he sure gets interest easily, doesn't he? Who is this?
Well, this is Mr. Davis, the president of our company. Oh. I was just telling Miss Wilson that her secretarial skills fall a bit below our standards.
Oh, how far below?
She only types 40 words a minute.
Well, that's not too bad. I think she'll fit right in here. Hire her, Ramsey.
Shirley, you got the job.
What? All right. Oh, thank you. When do I start?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Is that a problem?
Oh, no. Tomorrow's fine. And I'll be on time. Oh, thank you. Yes, sir, I'll be on time. What time is on time?
9:00.
9 is fine. Oh, thanks again. Thank you. And don't worry, I won't let you down. No, sir. I'll be here at 8:30. You know, I could even be here around 8 or 7. You know, I could even sleep over. No, that's a little joke. I zoomed in there. Thanks again. And don't worry, 9, I'll be here. I got the job.
I'm really not sure about her, Mr. Davis.
Oh, she'll be fine. Just make sure she doesn't have much to do.
But then we still need a good secretary.
If I may, Mr. Davis, I think the girl in Mr. Ramsey's office would just be perfect.
Well, hire her for the secretarial work, and hire Shirley, too.
But then what can Shirley possibly add to our company?
Well, something we've needed around here for a long time. A little color.
You're looking for a job?
Yeah, but he doesn't know I start tomorrow. Oh, he's gonna hit the ceiling when I tell him.
Get ready, because here he comes.
All right, Shirley, you've had your interview. Let's get back to work now. Come on.
Right.
And I want you in early tomorrow, because I want you to clean out the coffee pot.
About that interview,
How'd it go?
I got the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be hard to replace you, but I'm happy for you. When do you start?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You mean tomorrow? You leaving me tomorrow without any help?
Rob?
What?
Thanks for being so happy for me.
How can you do this to me? I'll never get any help overnight. And after all I've done for you.
And I appreciate it, Rob. Believe me. But this is a chance for a poor person to make good.
I'm a poor person trying to make good. Now, I'm warning you. Either you come in here tomorrow to work, or I don't want to see you in here again. Not even as a customer.
Don't worry. I'll never eat here. Suicide is illegal in this state. And I'll never have to work here again because I got a job as a secretary. I am moving up and out. I quit.
I'm almost finished.
Good girl. As soon as you finish, let me know and we'll divide up the rest of the work.
Right.
Am I late?
Oh, no, we're just early. You remember Helen Lewis?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Helen. You're the one with all the experience.
That's right.
That's right. Did I get fired overnight?
Oh, no. We just realized that we needed more help than we thought.
Oh, okay. I'm ready to work. Aren't you going to be the one to break me in now?
Okay.
Great. Okay, now just show me the ropes and tell me everything I need to know.
Okay, Shirley.
Huh?
Come over here.
Okay.
Now, pay very close attention.
Okay.
This is your desk.
All right! My very own desk. Let me check this out here. Must be brand new. I don't see no gum on it. Okay, what's next?
That's it.
Isn't there anything else I need to know?
Oh, yes. The key to the ladies' room is in my top drawer.
But what am I supposed to do? I mean, what is my job?
Well, Shirley, you're sort of an executive secretary.
Executive secretary, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In training. Now, meanwhile, we've hired Helen to do all the busy work.
Well, what do I do while she's busy?
Well, for the first couple of days, you should study our catalog.
That's all?
That's all.
Shouldn't I answer the phone?
Oh, no. No, Shirley. No. Your position is too high for that now. Now, if you have any questions, I will be over at my desk.
Hmm. Ace balloon, the best kind of inflation. Oh, that's heavy. Oh, that's real heavy. Ace balloon.
I told you not to answer the phone.
Oh, I forgot. Bye.
So how did you do in your composition about the Industrial Revolution?
I didn't get it back yet, but history isn't my best subject.
Well, what is your best subject?
French.
But you got a D in French.
Oui.
Why aren't you guys at the soda shop wasting your time?
Shirley quit her job at the soda shop, so there's no fun hanging around there anymore.
Yeah, nobody to joke around with.
Yeah, nobody to make fun of me.
You want to bet, Mr. Goodyear?
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Cheryl.
I figured you ought to be here.
And why aren't you at work?
Oh, they gave me the afternoon off.
On your first day? What a soft job.
Well, tell us all about your first day.
There's nothing to tell.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You mean they're paying you to do nothing?
That's right.
They got any more openings?
Yeah, you can have my job. You qualify. Why? The only reason they hired me is because I'm black.
Even Rerun could get a job like that.
Are you sure that's the reason?
Listen, I sat at my desk all day and watched another new secretary do my job. Look, they need me like Kojak needs Afro Sheen.
Don't knock it. It's a dream job.
Rerun, I want to earn my pay.
That's dumb. Just take the money.
Back off, Rerun. Show some respect for a person. Shirley is right.
Oh, Shirley, you have a real problem, because you can't go back to the soda shop.
Yeah, Rob was fuming hours after you left. He couldn't handle it without you.
Yeah, I got a job where they don't need me, and where they need me, I don't have a job.
And all you wanted was a chance to prove yourself.
Well, you still have a job, so you still have a chance, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I don't know about the rest of you, but I've got my own life to lead. So let's just settle this once and for all. Shirley, you're going back to work first thing tomorrow morning and show them who's who, because that's the only thing a self-respecting person can do. Period. End of discussion.
You know something? She's right, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
It's amazing. Everything sounds so simple coming from the mouth of a child.
Then how come you didn't say it?
Yes, and then type this letter for Mr. Ramsey. It's very important.
Right.
I finished watering the plants.
Already?
Well, there's only three, and one of those is plastic.
Shirley, you deserve a break.
I thought I was on one.
Shirley, just because you're not doing anything doesn't mean you don't have anything to do. You are a very, very important part of this company.
Oh, I'm important to this company? Well, why am I important to this company?
Because you have a very special quality.
What?
You are different around here. You're unique.
How?
Don't make me say it out loud.
Say what out loud?
You're black.
Lil. I won't tell anyone if you won't, okay? All right?
Shirley, why don't you cover the phones, and I'm going to go to the ladies' room.
Take your time. Okay, Bozo, let's show these clowns what we can do. Shoot, I ain't no slouch. They think I am. I know I'm good here. Yeah, I'm going to show them, Bozo, that the girl knows what she's doing. They kind of think I don't know, but I know. I'm going to tell them I know. Hello, Ace Balloon. Yeah, huh? Of course we have duck balloons. Check out catalog. It's model A41. Mm-hmm. Buy a duck, we'll send you the bill. Can you get it? Hello? Hello? I thought it was funny myself, didn't you, Bozo? Hello, Ace Balloon. Yeah, they hold water. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's 500 balloons. To the Kappa Alpha fraternity at the college? Having a big water balloon fight, huh? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hold, please. Ace Balloon? Yeah, they hold water. Okay. Now that's 800 balloons to the Beta Phi fraternity? Yeah. Hey, aren't you across the street from the Kappas? That's what I thought. Okay, bye. You still there, Cappers? Child, have I got some news for you. Well, the Betas just ordered 800 balloons. You better make that 500 more. I thought so. Well, bums away.
Shirley, where are Helen and Lily?
Oh, they'll be right back.
Well, didn't I hear the phone ring?
Oh, it rang three times, and I took two orders, and I typed this letter. Have Helen clean it up, okay?
Shirley, that's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad.
George, listen, now we really got to do something. Where is everybody?
Don't worry, Mr. Davis. Shirley's here.
Oh, I know, but Shirley can't.
How would you know? You never gave Shirley a chance.
What do you mean?
Look here, now, I'll tell you what I mean. This is private between me and him, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right.
Shirley, what is it?
The only reason you hired me is because I'm black.
Oh, no. Now, that's not true.
Well, let's put it this way. Would you have hired me if I was white?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I never really gave it any thought.
Oh, don't hand me that.
Shirley, so you weren't the best one for the job, but I thought I was doing you a favor.
Do me a favor? Don't do me any more favors. See, all I wanted was a fair chance. That's the only reason I came back here today.
Shirley, we tried to hire a qualified black person, but we couldn't find any.
If you take the time, you find black people who can do anything.
Shirley, what exactly are you saying?
What I'm saying is you can take your job and file it under B.
B? For balloons?
No, bigot. See you both.
Self-service system is the worst.
It sure is. What number you got, Raj?
17.
Hey, I ordered before you. How come Rob gave me 21?
That's because I have blue 17. That's a cold sandwich. You have red 21. That's a hot meal.
Well, I got a brown 14. What does that mean?
That means Rob spilled gravy on your ticket.
Oh. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley, how'd it work out at the job?
I quit.
You quit the balloon company?
Yeah, I just let the air out of the president.
Number 11, red.
What's going on here?
Oh, Rob had the brilliant idea to turn this place into a self-service restaurant.
Well, how long you all been waiting?
We've been waiting 45 minutes for our order.
Yeah, I could have been home for dinner and back by this time.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think I can fix that up in a hurry.
Shirley, what are you doing? You still haven't told us what happened.
Oh, later. Okay, enough of this taking-number jazz. What's it gonna be?
Shirley, well, what are you doing here? Now, you quit and that's it.
But now, Rob, you have the chance to take her back.
That's right. As you can see, your self-service idea is not working out at all.
I don't care. Now, look, Shirley. Nobody tells me off and expects me to forget. Now, I have my pride.
Well, I got my pride, too. You think it's easy for me to come back in and ask for my job back? Now, maybe I shouldn't have quit without a notice. But maybe you should have understood why I did it. Okay, so I admit that I need you. But you need me, too, Rob. Because I'm the best waitress this side of town. And that's a pretty good thing to be.
That's right. All right.
That's the trouble with you, Shirley.
What?
You always talking when you should be working.
Well, I'm working.
Get down. Roz, you get finished with your math homework. Can I see it?
I'm not gonna let you see my answers.
I don't want to see your answers.
Good.
I have to see your answers.
Come in.
What's happening?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, how about going to the soda shop later? I'm buying.
Boy, what's with you? You look like the cat that just swallowed the canary.
A whole flock of canaries.
Guess what I got on my history composition?
You got a D.
A C?
A B?
Wait a minute. That only leaves an
A? Rerun.
Hey, that's fantastic. Who wrote it?
I did. My teacher said I could write about any event in history. So I decided to write about the most fabulous hero in World War II, Marvin Watson.
Marvin Watson?
Sure. I wrote how Marvin Watson, alone and without anyone knowing, saved an entire town and was the greatest unsung hero in World War II.
That got an A from your teacher? Well, who do you have for history?
Marvin Watson.